Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
Your heart all right?
It just scared me. What was that? It sounded like something went awfully wrong right out of the gate.
Well, we're trying to do a radio show on a moving streetcar again. History, I guess it's not history this time, but it's hopefully bigger. I'm just hoping to God we stay on the whole time.
No, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Just don't scare me like that.
You got that inner confidence. Like the way Serta was looking before we left, I got nervous. But you know what time it is. Hey, Vern!
Show, good morning, live from the streetcar. We are getting you ready for the game of the year. It's no longer in Mexico City, but it still doesn't get any bigger than tonight. Chiefs, Rams, live from the streetcar.
You know what this is about, today's game. And if you've listened to me, Vern, people out there that has listened to me, by the way, we got a special guest coming up here at any moment. The mayor. I'm saying we're doing this big, right? The mayor is going to stop by, kick this thing off immediately. He is going to be live joining the streetcar with us. We're trying to do it big because this is a big game. But in big games, Vern, like I'm not going to let people mislead you. You know what this is about. This is not about, you know, when people try to tell you what guys, what unsung heroes are there going to be? That's not real. At least it doesn't really happen that much. What these big games are about, Vern, is what I like to call cat daddies. Cat daddies. Dudes. Guys. Both teams have a lot of cat daddies on this field. There will be a lot of them going on. Which teams' cat daddies are going to step up? Patrick Mahomes for the Chiefs. Tyreek Hill for the Chiefs. Travis Kelce for the Chiefs, Kareem Hunt for the Chiefs, Dee Ford for the Chiefs. That's it, right? Todd Gurley, Jared Goff, Aaron Donald, Sue, even Marcus Peters. Which team's cat daddies are going to show up?
Yeah, that's obvious. To me, it's if the stars aren't stars, these teams don't have it. If Mahomes isn't the MVP candidate, if Tyreek Hill isn't the most dangerous player in the league, yeah, the Chiefs are going to lose this game. But to me, I think the ancillary guys and the jobs they do against those cat daddies is equally as important. Look, Ndamukong Suh, Aaron Donald, I think those guys would fit into your definition of cat daddies. And thanks to Steven Sirtis for explaining to me what a cat daddy was. I hadn't heard of that term prior to 8:30 this morning. But the job done by Wiley and Reader and Irving, they have an opportunity to not offset the ability of those cat daddies, but to limit those cat daddies. Stevie Nelson, the linebacking group. These guys have the opportunity because you can't stop Todd Gurley just like you can't stop Patrick Mahomes. But if you can slow them down slightly, to me, that's the story heading into Tuesday of why the Chiefs won or lost.
Yeah, you can bring in the Cam Irvings. And I'm not saying you don't have a point. As someone texted in Justin Houston, Steve Nelson, come on now. Justin Houston used to be one. I don't think he is right now anymore. All right. Now, it'd be nice if he stepped up and had a flashback, but like I tell you, man, sometimes you can really go in depth and deep. And for those looking at us strange, we are doing a radio show live on the air right here on the streetcar all day from 10 to 2. But that's what this is about. You can walk through. That's what this is about. It's about your great players. And we know there's so many of them on the field. Who is going to outdo who? Because you know Todd Gurley's going to be there. And be honest, you know Tyreek's going to be there. Like, who, like, how many of those guys, when you see that, when you see big games like this, it's sometimes which guys didn't show up.
What are we going to do about Serta's stuff, all this crap he gave us?
What did Serta bring us?
It's not crap.
Serta gave us four shirts. that he wants to give away to the people because, as many people know, he is no longer a Chiefs fan. He picked a real opportune time for that. So over the course of these next 4 hours, we're going to foist these. I mean, I would like to keep that jacket and that
They're nice jackets.
But the other two things, we would love to give those away out here on the streetcar.
I mean, I guess we do. I'm not about it. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like, you know, this is stuff that you should do and get at the Goodwill.
Don't. I know people are eyeballing those jackets as soon as they get into the streetcar.
Not a soul's eyeballing them. Not one person is. No one wants this old.
They're
you
nice
want this
jacket.
Old stuff? You want
they're
this old
nice
stuff?
Nice jacket.
Hell? The first guy we had, you want some of this old stuff? Good God. I don't know how we'll have to give away Steve. Steve's been smoking for 18 years. Does that change it for you? No, he did. What's up, Larry?
What's up, man?
There we go. Larry's going to be driving this train all day. I already like Larry, the way Larry pulled up. But, man, this man's been smoking for 18 years. You mean this man, you want this guy's throwback stuff? I don't care how much Tide you use, sir. It's still in there. I still smell camels. Does that mean I still smell camels, not to mention the dog hair, but it's all right. People already want it.
Yeah, we're going to be plenty of giveaways throughout the day here on the streetcar. We're going to have surprises from local businesses along the streetcar. I know we got a pair of pizzas to give away to make your game day experience a little bit better. As there's the mayor right there. As we there we go. Man, he is decked out. He's got the Chiefs hat on. Chiefs bow tie on, and a nice red dress shirt.
Does this mean that I have to really pick it up because the mayor's here with us? Does this mean that I have to?
Ask him if he wants one of my jackets.
No, the mayor does not want one of your jackets.
I bet he does. He's a big Chiefs fan.
Look at the mayor in the house right here. He is decked out. Look at him. There we go.
Ask him if he'll put on one of the jackets.
There we go. How you doing? How you doing? Good, good. Thank you for joining us. So this is a big game. So we got, we had to pull out the big guns. We got Mayor Sly James joining us on the streetcar right now. And I know that you are a Patrick Mahomes fan. I know from the last time we talked to you that you are a big fan of the quarterback. Where do you, how do you see him tonight?
You know what? I think he's going to be tested tonight, and I think he's going to come out just fine because he's got that makings. But every game for him, somebody is watching to find out, is this the game where he fails? Is this the game where he fails? I think this is going to be the game where he succeeds and shows the rest of the country how good of a quarterback he really is. So I'm looking for big things tonight. You know, I think he's going to hopefully distribute the ball around, keep him off balance, and use the running game, man. Got to use the running game.
So I'm not going to pretend like you don't know football. I'm coming at you. I've looked you up. So this is something we've talked about this week. See, I feel like a lot of people believe that Kareem Hunt, we should really, like he's talked about, run the football because that's where the Rams have had trouble. But to me, I don't want to do that if that means we're not putting the ball in the best player's hands. I think Mahomes and I think Travis Kelce and I think Tyreek Hill especially are the ones who need to make plays. So I love Kareem, but I need them to have the ball more.
Well, I don't know about more. I think what we really want to do is we want to have a balance to it because the Rams are vulnerable in a lot of different places. You got to have the running game to keep them from jumping down Mahomes' neck using Donald and Sue up the middle. You got to make them respect the run. Just like we've got to stop Gurley, they need to stop our running game and make us one-dimensional. Then you can devote different resources. But the way that I'm looking at it is very simple. We're going to play our game. But when we played our game and played our game the best, Kareem Hunt has been part of that mix, just like Kelce has been part of it, and Hill's been part of it, and Watkins has been part of it, and everybody else has been part of it. And certainly the idea is when you've got a bunch of weapons, you use them all to your advantage. And Kareem Hunt's a weapon. We can't get one-dimensional and just start throwing the ball everywhere. We've got to be able to keep him honest with the run. And hopefully he can break a long run and get us into good territory. And we also need the special teams to step up. No mistakes on when we're protecting kicks and punts. But hopefully if we can break something on a kick or a punt, that could be the difference in the game.
This is Mayor Sly James joining us here live on the streetcar. Mayor, I want to get your thoughts about that and just kind of like the pride you take in, maybe not our show, but if you take pride in our show, I appreciate that.
Of course he does.
I mean, pride in. I mean, we are on the streetcar, a streetcar in downtown Kansas City, talking about a franchise quarterback in the biggest game of the year involving your Kansas City Chiefs.
You know, things are working out pretty much, it looks like to me. You know, we got a lot of good momentum going. The streetcar has been an absolutely marvelous addition. You know how good it's been? Because all the people who opposed it now say it was their idea. That's when you know it's been a great deal, because now the even the people who are opposed to it want to claim it as their own thought process. Regardless of who gets credit for any of that, the fact of the matter is this is one of those things, bits of infrastructure, particularly transportation infrastructure, this city's needed for a long time. Now, when we get it extended down to UMKC, that gives us a longer spine. But we really do need to start going east on this, east and west, because when you take a slice of the demographics in Kansas City going north to south, you get the same demographic regardless of where you are. It just changes shades. But what we really need is to start going across the demographics and bringing people together that way. So the when we wanted the two east extensions and they failed, that was the, probably the thing that I almost regret most as far as any of our ballot elections, because I think it really presented some opportunities. Think of it like this. What the streetcar has done for downtown, think about what it could do for the Linwood Shopping Center. Now we've got a grocery store over there, and we can move people back and forth a lot easier. And think about what it would do for the housing and other things in that area. Transportation brings development with us, rail transportation particularly. And if we continue to do this, we're going to see more and more development pop up. It's not all going to be like that. Some of it's going to be residential. But where there are commercial nodes, it will blossom.
Do you think seeing the success of the streetcar to this point may help that blossom, may help maybe votes or things to be changed to widen this out?
That plus the other thing, yeah, I think so, because I think the demand has been there. The experience has been there. People like it. They're always commenting on it. The thing gets full. Had a ton of passengers in a very short period of time. Some people believe, and I'm one of them, believe this is the most successful starter line in the country. We don't charge a fare. 5 million riders. Hasn't been up for 3 years yet. That's pretty darn good. Increased sales tax in the TDD. Development all out the wazoo. Well, yeah, what's not to like? You know, now we extend that, and if we think about doing this as well, extending an entire transportation system around this entire city so that people could actually get to Johnson County without a car, get to Lee Summit without a car, get up to, you know, the airport, wherever else north without a car. We could do a lot of things that way, and that is something that a lot of younger people in particular like, is not having that be reliant on a car that they own and have to feed.
I know we got to grab a break here. I hope you'll hold through with us for the next one. There we go. All right, we got the mayor right here. There is no better person to answer this question that I have for you. I think this, how much can Patrick Mahomes' success affect the city? All right, not just on the field. I look at Peyton, I look at LeBron, and I see what they've done in Cleveland and Indianapolis to affect a city. I feel like Mahomes could be that type of guy. And I'm just interested in your thoughts on what he could do in his star power. All right, we're coming back here next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome back in. We are live. Show and Vern on the streetcar. We have our special guest, the mayor here. They love him. Someone just got off the streetcar and said, "We're so glad you're our mayor." That just feels good.
Well, it always does. You know, it's nice for people to say that. And, you know, it's nice that they feel that things are going well. That's always a fun thing. It's better than the alternative.
All right, I do want to get into this as we talked about before the break. So, like, I remember when LeBron was in Cleveland, and the first time he left, financially, they just lost a whole lot because they had built up things downtown, right. Very similar to Power and Light. And a lot of people use those restaurants and shops. And then Peyton Manning, before he was in Indy, after he was in Indy, they built a stadium. They built things around downtown. I said this last week. Patrick Mahomes seems like a one-in-a-lifetime athlete that has the potential to be that. And I feel like in a city like Kansas City, when he leaves, we should see tangible evidence of what he affected. And I'm curious if you feel that same way.
No. Being mayor, it's to some extent like being quarterback. You get praised for a lot of stuff that you really didn't do, and you get blamed for a lot of stuff you had nothing to do with. And at the end of the day, you have to be judged on the overall team. And that's true of Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes without a team to throw to and somebody to block is nobody. It's nice that there's a focal point, and he's a great guy. He's got a hell of a lot of talent, but the team has to work. And when we put so much emphasis on one individual, teams tend to fall apart. A good leader, and I hope Patrick Mahomes is, believe that he is, will always make sure that his people who are supporting him and making sure that he can do his job get as much credit as they possibly can, and that they're more the focal point. Everybody's going to like that a lot more than somebody who may think that they should have a monument or a statue. He will get whatever he deserves, and the city will be generous with him, but we're not building any new stadiums and naming them Mahomes Way or any of that stuff in my mind. We will love that kid. We will love this team because we love this team regardless of who was at quarterback. Even when they had no quarterbacks, we love this team. He will be one of the best quarterbacks we've ever had, no doubt. But we always need to remember he's part of a team, and we should never get too far ahead of ourselves in elevating one individual player. Puts a hell of a lot of pressure on them, sets up a lot of false expectations, gets people away from what really matters, which is doing things together. And I think he would tell you the same thing. He's got to have the right players in the right position with the right coaching to be as successful as he was. Think of this. Where would he be as a quarterback if he had gone to the Giants or if he had gone to the Buffalo Bills? You think he'd be in the same place? It's the team that's around him that makes him as great as he is. And I think he's got his feet on the ground, and I believe he knows that. I've met him and talked to him a few times. This kid's got his head on straight. He won't be expecting a statue, which is exactly the type of person you want to build a statue to.
I hear you.
Yeah.
But oh, no, because I just think this. He makes people feel in this city a way that I've never in my life seen it. Never. Like I don't know anybody that does. Like, I believe right now, if he came out and said, come out and vote for a new stadium, I bet you that thing will get built. If he came out and said, come out and vote for an airport, I bet you people will come out and do it. He can't do anything wrong. And I felt like that was how it was with LeBron. Like, this isn't a big city. This like a bigger city like Dallas or Atlanta were. No, he can affect things the way that I saw LeBron, the way that I saw Peyton Manning do it. And you just don't see it.
This kid's played 11 games, man. He's not LeBron. He's not Michael Jordan. He's not Brady. He is Patrick Mahomes, who's had a great 11 games and a whole lot of potential. And let me assure you, he could say vote for me and it wouldn't matter. He could say vote.
Yes, it would, Mayor. Yes, it would.
No, he is not in that position yet. What you forget is that a lot of people compartmentalize, and not everybody is as avid a football fan as we are. I guarantee you, him saying we need a new stadium ain't going to get us no new stadium. You know, that's a billion-dollar-plus gig. Let me tell you, he'll have more people fighting that than anything. But that's not what he's about. That's not his role. I understand what you're saying, and the deal is that we've never developed our own quarterback. It's like anything else. When you go for so long without something, you tend to overemphasize it when you finally get it. That's what we're doing here. This is a great kid. He's got a hell of a lot of talent. He's going to be great. But before we anoint him too much and before we put that kind of pressure on him, remember Alex Gordon was the next George Brett? It happens all the time, and then people fail sometimes under that pressure. This is a 23-year-old kid who's played 11 games of NFL football, and in 10 years, yeah, he might be one of those people that's iconic. Right now, he's just a superstar. He's a burning comet, and he's going up, and that's cool. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves with him. As much as I love him and like to see him play, I need to see more, and I think we're better off giving him time to develop and not putting him in a position where everybody loves him so much that we forget that he's still 23 years old. And that he still has a lot of development to do.
Yeah, you got to win a couple Super Bowls before people are about to part with their tax money.
I'd say that's barely true. You know, when you're talking about what it takes to build stadiums now. Now, don't forget too, we got two teams here. You know, you ain't talking about building one stadium. You're talking about building two. And when you start talking that stuff, boy, you better not be shooting from the hip, because the finances on something like that are mind-boggling, not to mention all the other social and political issues. But be all of that as it may, the truth about Patrick Mahomes is that this is a good young man who has the right attitude. He doesn't seem to be a kid who is going to be given to looking at himself and patting himself on the back all the time. He seems respectful. Look at what he did with Alex Smith last year. Didn't take opportunities to endorse or get endorsements because he didn't believe that would be proper and appropriate for him to do with Alex Smith. What a nice thing to do. A lot of people would have jumped on that and said, the hell with Alex Smith. That's why you think we ought to build a stadium after the dude, man, after 11 games. So slow your roll, bro.
I didn't say that we got to build a stadium after him. And then you try to slide in that Alex Gordon, George Brett thing. Let's calm down. Alex ain't thrown 31 touchdown passes like this cat is. I hear what you're saying. I'm not saying right now. But I'll tell you, wait in 5 years how Patrick Mahomes starts making people feel. I'll tell you, I've seen it in towns similar to this. All right, we've talked about this. Like I said, I'm not going to take it easy. I know you know the game.
Yeah.
We talked about this, even though my producer tries to take my knees from underneath me. We've said that Patrick Mahomes is obviously the most important player on this team. I've always thought that Tyreek Hill was the second most, because I think he impacts the game and scares the living daylights out of everybody that lines up. But I feel like with this defense, D Ford is creeping up to be in the conversation. Like, how, where do you put D Ford in importance for this football team?
You know, I don't know. I will say this. I think that it's great that he's having a tremendous season, and he's extremely important, particularly as it comes to pass rush, and he's doing a much better job too of holding down the run on his end, of anchoring on the ends like he is now. That used to be a problem where he'd get muscled off and they'd run at him. I don't think see him running at him as much as they used to in years past. Might be because he's healthier. I think he's extremely important, but I also think that he's going to be his importance is magnified by the presence of Justin Houston, and it's magnified again if Chris Jones is up to cue, pressuring on the middle. Again, one thing I've learned in my job is that you might be important 1 minute.
Come on.
Hey, you might be important 1 minute, but the next minute somebody else has got to pick you up and be important too. It has to work together. And that's why I'm always reluctant to put somebody so far ahead of other people on the same team, because it's a delicate balance. You got a lot of different personalities, and it's best not to overemphasize one at the expense of others, and it might even be at the expense, but somebody may take it as such. Now you start creating dissension and problems that way. Recognize the value of every player on the team. Look at what's happened if we lose a guard that nobody was even talking about. All of a sudden, now you got problems with the running game. You got problems with the passing game. You got problems getting off the field. You got problems converting on third down. You can't run certain plays because this guard doesn't pull the way the other guard does. Every player is important on the team, and every player has an opportunity to shine and be more important on a particular play. D Ford is taking advantage of all those opportunities, and I'm glad that he is, because it's really helping. But, you know, the whole team, think about this. You know who might be the most important person on the defense? Eric Berry. And he's not playing. Put Eric Berry back there in that safety position. This defense changes a lot. So everybody's got to work together. D Ford is having a tremendous year. It's probably going to get him franchise tagged, but, you know, we'll see what happens with that.
We appreciate you so much for stopping on with this. Man, you know, you probably do this better than we can. If you want
that, no. I let people who know what they're doing do what they do, because I don't know what you do and can't do it.
Okay. All right, appreciate it. We've been blessed by the mayor. Thank you. You got the Chiefs winning tonight, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think it's going to be a fun game. Lots of balls in the air, lots of scoring, and I think that you can think of the Chiefs' defense playing better than anybody's giving them credit for. You watch. They're going to step up with some key plays tonight.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Because I sure as hell don't believe that, Mayor. I'm sorry. I tried not to cuss the whole time that you was on here, but I'm sorry. I'm hoping. My fingers are crossed. All right, thank you so much for the Mayor. I watched something late last night, that just shows you the importance of Patrick Mahomes. That's coming up.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back here. We are live on the Kansas City Streetcar. That's right. That's right. Now we can make some moves. The mayor hijacked us, so we couldn't go anywhere. I thought that was great with the mayor. I got people on the text line calling him a hater. I didn't know that the mayor was a hater. He was being honest and nice, right? He said the Chiefs are going to win. Where was the hating from the mayor?
The hating came from your stupid idea that Patrick Mahomes threw 11 games is already enough to make people go, you know what, I'll part with my money in taxes. You set the mayor up.
I didn't say 11 games. I said he has the ability to be like that in this city. I didn't say right now. I said he has the ability. See that? You just Rich Eisen'd me, didn't you?
Did the mayor take one of my jackets?
No, the mayor did not take one of your jackets. Nobody but this guy over here.
Did he at least compliment them?
No, let's go talk to folks. Let's go talk to you. My guy right here. What's your name?
Rick.
Rick, how did you think of what you think about the mayor's comments? You've been on the whole time.
I think that if Patrick Mahomes asks for something now, he's going to get pretty close to anything he wants right now.
Come on, right? Doesn't he touch people and make people believe in a way that I don't know since anybody?
George Brett, probably the last one I can think of.
That's right, George Brett. All right, man, is this the truth? Do you really want one of these?
Yeah, what's your name? I'm Todd Hocker.
That's Todd. Where are you from, Todd?
I'm from Lee Summit.
Lee Summit in the building. You really want one of these jackets? We've got Serta's old used jackets.
That's my boy, and Todd! Woo!
He wants the black one. Todd, I'm not going to lie to you.
Jacket.
Serta's been smoking for 18
jacket.
Years. And
it's a fly
I mean,
jacket.
That's what you want. You want it?
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
All right, we gave away one. We're
that
down to three.
That black jacket's all right, been to time. A lot
there
of Chiefs games.
That's what happens when you come on the streetcar. We're doing a radio show live the whole time. How you doing? We're going to talk about it, right? We're going to talk about what we're here to talk about. But we'll get to you. All right, Vern, last night I was watching I was up late because I was nervous about this and hoping that this would stay on the air the whole time. And my thought was, all right, I'm watching this whole thing. They're doing like a look back to the 93-94 season, right? They're doing a look back to the 93-94 season. And when Montana came to Kansas City and how crazy it was. And everything they said about Montana, watching that, is everything they say about Mahomes. Like, that's why I disagreed with the mayor a little bit. Everything they say, like, we believe, like, in the game they were down by 10 to the Oilers. But they said in years past, Chiefs fans would have thought, okay, this game is over. But it changed because they had Joe Montana. Well, hell, Joe Montana was the best of all time at the time. Pat Mahomes, as the mayor said, has played 11 games. How the hell did we get to a place? This is what I'm talking about, my feelings on Mahomes. We've got to a place that Mahomes garners the same thing that Joe Montana did in 94.
All you got to do is listen to the guy that sits across you every single day. This is eye test stuff. This is why Patrick Mahomes can stand shoulder to shoulder with Aaron Rodgers. I don't understand the surprise. Ron, the sooner you get on board, and understand that, look, has he only played 11 games? Sure. Will he get people to part with their tax money? No. But when it comes to football, when it comes to making plays, he is one of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL already. I know you need to see him do it more. Man, you know football, Show. You know what you're watching. Accept it, acknowledge it, and enjoy it.
What I'm saying is, this goes past three best quarterbacks in football. Man, he was getting this conversation damn near before the season started, Vern. Like, they were talking about this before. Like, yeah, man, it was like, what, week three, week four? Like, hey, this ain't the same. This is a different Chiefs team. Like, this is a different thing because of 15. The same things they were saying about the greatest of all time. Years, five Super Bowls already at that time. Four Super Bowls, excuse me, already at that time. killing and never allowing Steve Young to ever have a chance to play over him. That guy has been compared all – like, that is – that shows to me the importance. And when I was listening to that and watching that, I was like, damn, everything that they are using and saying about him is what they're saying about Pat.
Well, Steve Young is the reason why Joe Montana ended up in Kansas City, so everyone here should love Steve Young. But you also have to understand that it's a different game now as well. I mean, the quarterback is even more important now than it was back in the season of 1993. Back then, there were three, four difference-making quarterbacks. Now, if you don't have an upper echelon quarterback, you have no chance. You could win on defense alone back then. You can't do that anymore. So that's maybe why the adjectives used for Joe Montana are similar to the ones used with Patrick Mahomes, just because it's so much more a passing game now than it was back then when he was ahead of his time.
Yeah, it's just going upon how, as I said, how Joe Montana made people feel, in the same way as how Pat Mahomes makes people feel. And for him to have that, I would even argue it's more, because he's your own, I would even argue it's more of a bigger way that he makes people feel emotionally. Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
On Wednesday, LeBron James will return to play against the Cleveland Cavaliers for the first time since leaving Cleveland for the Los Angeles Lakers. In an interview with The Athletic, he revisited the moment he knew he would be leaving Cleveland, which was when he told them specifically not to trade Kyrie Irving, and minutes later they traded Kyrie Irving to the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, it was smart by the Cavs. I mean, I always thought they could have gotten more, but, you know, look at LeBron being up front with these people. That's why we love him.
Yeah, I don't believe him. And the Cavs weren't stupid. They knew he was going to leave with or without Kyrie. He wanted Kyrie around to make one more run at it and hopefully have the ability to knock off the Warriors, because God knows if Kyrie doesn't make the big shot, LeBron's 0-for-3 in his time in Cleveland.
Well, it was a huge block. He led everybody, and it was him. Okay, Kyrie was a help, but it was him. Don't get it wrong.
The Washington R's lost their starting quarterback, Alex Smith, on Sunday as he broke his tibia and fibula in his right leg while being sacked by Houston's Kareem Jackson. Injury was eerily similar to one that Joe Theismann experienced 33 years ago, which was the exact same date as yesterday.
Here comes the blitz. Nakom McLean, Alex Smith under heat. He's steamrolled at the 40-yard line. And Alex Smith is hurt. Alex Smith is hurt. He clutched his right knee as he went down, and he is hurt. He's hurt bad, man. Look at him. He's in a lot of pain. He's got his hands over his face. I think he realizes that this is a serious injury.
The most...
Yes, it was absolutely a brutal leg injury for Alex Smith. Our hearts are out there for him, because we know Alex Smith was having a pretty good year with his new team. Going to hit a quick timeout.
To make it about himself.
You there?
Yeah.
Why are you yelling at us?
Who, me?
I was in the middle of a really good point.
I mean, it was an okay point. It was more Notre Dame's fault. That's why. I mean, Notre Dame were the individuals behind Joe Theismann changing his name to Theismann. But, yeah, that was classless, because no one's thought about Joe Theismann for a hot minute. Alex Smith breaks his leg, and Theismann takes to Twitter to say, hey, Alex Smith leg looks just like mine did 33 years ago. That's some Bush League stuff, Joe, and you know it.
That was ridiculous. Yeah, I did you see him up in the box for Serta? He just kept saying, Oh, look, everybody. Look what happened. Look what happened. I remember when that happened to me.
He was totally making it about himself, right, so people who had no idea who he was would mention him.
Yeah, whatever. Coming up, your weekend hugs. Text line, Protein House, Eat With a Purpose. Text line, 69306. Send in your weekend hugs.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Hey, we're live here on the streetcar. Let me go. Let me hear you. Hey, there we go. That's right. You just missed the mayor. We just had Mayor Sly James on. He was fantastic. Some people think he's a hater or whatever. Somebody said that he put me in my place and that he spanked me. Daddy doesn't get spanked. All right? No way. All right, Vern, tell the people about where we are, how you can find it.
Download the app, KC City Post. It's up on our Facebook page, Twitter account as well. You can find out soon. Well, it's on our Facebook right now, KC City Post. Download that app. We are car number 802. So you'll open up the app, figure out where car 802 is, and then meet us at the next stop. We got special guests stopping by throughout the day. Giveaways. We got a pair of pizzas from Old Shawnee Pizza that we're going to be handing out. We're giving just about everybody that wants one a Chiefs flag. And then, of course, we have Serta's old clothes that he no longer wants. That if you want them, hey, we'll give it to you. But
they're nice.
I mean, they're Serta's.
They're fresh.
I hope he washed them. I'm not sure. But again, car 802, download the app. We'll be on here until 2 o'clock getting you ready for the Chiefs and Rams. You can catch Fesco clinging them at Winning Streaks inside Harrah's, North Kansas City. They'll be having a watch party, but we're trying to get you hype right now.
That's right. You can also catch the drive with Carrington and Brad Fanning. They'll be at live from 2 to 6 at Winning Streaks. Remember, come on, text in. You know the drill. It's Monday, your weekend hugs at the Protein House. Eat with a purpose. Text line 69306. Text them in. Before we get to weekend hugs, though, like, I felt like my nervousness as a Kansas football fan is seeping in because this Les Miles hire, Vern, sounds too good to be true. 2.7. Remember, we were talking 4, 5 million we were thinking. 2.7, which was kind of odd to me. And then, of course, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm happy. I'm like, they only got him for 2.7 because I think it's a home run hire for Kansas. To get Les Miles, a former champion, a guy who has been winning percentage above 700, winning seasons above 500, 13 out of 15 years when he was at Oklahoma State and LSU, and you, Kansas, the absolutely most pathetic college football, basketball, hockey, gymnastics program in Division I, that you pull that guy off, it almost feels too good to be true. But I think I just got to let my Kansas football fandom slide out of me.
No, let that stay because I'm with you. It just didn't sound right because, Les Miles also said yesterday that he's been looking for a job, that he knew he was going to get back into college football. So here's what it took. All it took was $2.7 million, and it took one of his old friends to give him a job. That, to me, doesn't add up as if people were fighting over Les Miles. If it took someone to go, hey, man, I'm your boy. I'll give you 2.7. How about you come here and try to take this thought? And he jumps on it. I understand the relationship goes back to the beautiful city of Ann Arbor. But that relationship is about 20 years old. Les Miles appeared a little bit more desperate than I thought. I thought he was a hot commodity. But for him to take that somewhat low payday in the realm of college football coaches and to do so for a friend doesn't bode well.
I don't believe he was desperate. I believe he just really wanted to come to Lawrence. It doesn't make sense. Like, I even tried to say that out loud, and it didn't make sense. The part that was most funny is when you look at the incentives for him, if he wins the national championship, he gets a bonus of $1 million. Hell, they could have made it $20 million. They could have said, hey, you win a national championship, you get 50. Kansas winning a national championship. Hell, if he wins 6, I will run through this bad boy naked. And nobody around. Did you see that lady gasp? Hold on. Listen now, I'm not that bad. Did you see her gasp? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I will run through here naked. I don't look that bad. My goodness. I mean, I just started keto 3 weeks ago, so, I mean, it should be a little bit better. My goodness. You didn't see that, Bert. She looked at me the way that people look at the back of your head when the wind is not blowing well.
Oh, man. Speaking of which, that picture we took with the mayor outside, I got, oh man, let's just delete that now.
Yeah, man. You look like you're 78 from the back. All right, Protein House, Eat with the Purpose text line. Sit in your weekend hugs. And I know Vern hates when I do this, but it's time for weekend hugs, as I said.
Weekend hugs.
All right, for the latest edition of Weekend Hugs, this means anybody you feel sorry for. We do this every Monday. Anyone that had a bad weekend, it could be personal. I remember one time a guy had just bought a 65-inch TV, and he dropped it when he was trying to mount it up, and it busted, and he didn't get his money back. I cried for that gentleman. So think of your Weekend Hugs. Let's go here first. My hug goes to Ron because tomorrow he's getting a tattoo. Go to... No, I'm not. Made me almost cuss with these children on this bus. I'm not getting a tattoo of Lando tomorrow. Of course, we will have more of that. Serta, what's your Weekend Hug? Let's get this ridiculous thing out the way now.
I would like to hug Derek Carr. Although I do hate Derek the Oakland Carr. Raiders and everything that John Gruden stands for, they were seen getting into a sideline argument yesterday. And I want Derek Carr to stand up to John Gruden.
He wants Derek Carr to stand up to John Gruden. Real quick, a serious Weekend Hug. My Weekend Hug goes to the people in California that are dealing with the wildfires. Did I take yours? Oh, that are dealing with the wildfires? I'm not going to ask you to make a joke, but I'm just saying my hug. Okay, are you going to? That is the most selfish thing I have ever. I'm trying to give a weekend hug to the people with the wildfires, and you're getting mad because I did? I'm hoping
that. That's how you end it.
Shut up. Just because you've been doing it for 25 years doesn't mean you know everything. All right, prayers to those people. I'm sorry, Vern. I didn't do it at the appropriate time for you. Also, Enzo Amore, I'll make the joke afterwards, who was kicked out of last night's Survivor Series, which Ronda Rousey got worked over too. She deserves a weekend hug as well. Sorry for Enzo and him. Here, are you ready now?
Who is Enzo?
Enzo Amore? Are you kidding me? My name is Enzo Amore.
He's great.
And I am a bona fide.
What's your weekend hug? I'm looking around to see if anybody picked up on that. You got. Weekend hug goes out to Urban Meyer. Did you see him? How pathetic was that? Whenever anything went poorly for Ohio State in their near loss against Maryland, whenever anything happened to hurt Ohio State, he acted as if he could barely stand up. That, oh, these migraine. And look, I don't know what he's really dealing with. I apologize if he really had. No, I don't. You saw what happened when things started to get heavy at Florida. He faked like he wanted to spend time with his family and then sat in Bristol, Connecticut for a year, stealing money from ESPN. So whenever something bad happens to Urban Meyer, he can barely stand up. They win the game, he's running over to the ABC cameras to do that interview. Urban Meyer, you disgust me.
Urban Meyer is a creep and should have lost his job, so I'm not even going to get too mad at him. I don't think he's out there faking migraine headaches.
He's a faker.
Faking migraines.
For sure, without
because
a doubt.
I know
total
Urban
faker.
I have a person who has suffered from migraines, and I know the look. I know the look. I know the look when you suffer from migraines. Will you get over yourself? What is wrong with you? We're on the streetcar. Look at all these people are going to think you're crazy. And he is. He is. All right, here on the text line, weekend hugs to Alex Smith. We talked about that earlier. That was disgusting. His knee, his leg, and I don't watch injuries. I'm telling you right now, if I watched that, it'd have made me want to just eat carbs. It'd have made me want to just go to somewhere and get some breadsticks and some pasta sauce and some ranch and just double dip them. Dip them together like I'm about to fry something. Like I give it a bath and just, oh, they're torn it up. But that's why I can't watch it. All right, my weekend hug, Jim Acosta, who thought that he was able to keep his credentials at the White House. Not so fast, my friends, as Lee Corso would say. It looks like the White House is still trying to suspend Jim's ability to have his credentials in the White House. Weekend hug to Jim, although I think they'll get it right. Are you all right?
You think they're going to get it right? I mean, I'm not trying to talk politics on this, but you think they'll do the right thing, is what you're saying.
I think they'll be forced to do the right thing, like they were before.
I hope you're right.
Just now, talking about those breadsticks, I just got real hungry. real hungry. Don't bring none on because I can't eat it because I ain't eat Arby's. All right, 1 hour down on the streetcar. We've got guests filing in. So, and we're not going to tell you except for Bill Moss, ex-Great Chief. He will be joining us at 11:30 coming up. But I promise I got no hard feelings against Samuel Watkins.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.